Let us worship God and sing to his praise from Psalm 26. Psalm number 26 from the beginning, verses 1 to 7. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I trusted also in the Lord, slide therefore shall not I. Examine me and do me prove, try heart and reins, O God. For thy love is before mine eyes, thy truth paths I have trod. With persons vain I have not sat, nor with dissemblers gone. The assembly of ill men I hate, to sit with such I shun. Mine hands in innocence, O Lord, I'll wash and purify. So to thine holy altar go, and compass it will I, that I with voice of thanksgiving may publish and declare and tell of all thy mighty works that great and wondrous are. Verses 1 to 7 of Psalm 26. Judge me, O Lord. Stand to pray. O Lord, our God, what a solemn thing it is, as the psalmist and we have sung, asking the Lord to judge us and to examine us. What a solemn thing to consider for ourselves, what that would truly mean for us. And especially if God was going to mark our iniquities against us, who could stand? But we bless thee, most holy God, today, that thy people are seen as they are in Christ. And despite all their sinfulness and their failings, that thou hast shown them mercy and forgiveness. And while they are in this world, they are more and more aware of what sin is and the reality of it. And that surely, O Lord, is a mark of thy people, that the closer they walk with thee, the more they see their sin. And in one sense also, that should be an encouragement to them, that while there was a time in their experience when they were still dead in their trespasses and sins, that sin did not trouble them, or if it did, it was simply because of remorse rather than repentance. And so we pray, most holy God, that thou would impress upon us all today what it is to be a sinner, but to thank thee, truly thank thee today, if we know what it is to be saved, and so our sins forgiven. We bless thee and praise thee that thou art a merciful and a gracious God, that thou art long-suffering and slow to wrath, in mercy plenteous. And we thank thee that in this gathering today, there are those who can say for themselves that they know what it is to have been washed and made clean in the blood of Christ. They can say, whom have I in the heavens high but thee, O Lord, alone, and in the earth whom I desired beside thee, there is none. And this, O Lord, is the profession of thy people, those who have come to know and to love thee, those who realize that the things of this world are only for this world, and that they need to seek after that heavenly home. For this is true of all thy people, that their desires have changed, and it is a mark of thy people that they now have their priority on the things of God, is what they look to above everything else. Seek to please thee and to follow thee, and in following thee to honor thee, and in doing so, to be a witness in the dark world that we live in. We confess, O Lord God, that we fall short so often, who often it is that thy people find themselves ashamed at their silence when they ought to speak, but also it can be to speak when they ought to be silent. How easy it is for us to be even religious without having a true sense of what it is to be loved and to love the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray then, Lord God, that thou would help us all gathered here today, from the youngest to the oldest, whatever our situation, to cast ourselves upon thee, to put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and to seek to honor him with the way that we live. We say, Lord, with another, trust not in princes, nor in men's sons, in whom there is no stay. And what is true of thy people is they have come to know this for themselves, that whatever they may have in this world, that they see the vanity of it, except it is used for thine own glory and recognizes from thine own good hand. We pray, most holy God, that thou would accept our thanks for every day that we have. Thank thee, Lord, for this day, thine own holy day, the Sabbath day. May we use it well and not abuse it. And may we realize that it is a day that thou hast given to us, not just to gather here, but to keep it all day, to be mindful of what it is to be under the eye of God. And we pray then, Lord God, that thou would help us all to appreciate the day, this gift that thou hast given to us of this one day in seven. We pray, gracious God, that thou would remember us then here together. Remember those who cannot be with us, those maybe today who have been kept back from coming to thy house because of circumstance in the city here, where there is so much thought of physical health rather than spiritual health that is so necessary. We pray, most holy God, that thou would hear the prayers of thy people. Remember those here who may be concerned about their own situations, who may be in situations that no one else knows of and hidden from the eyes of others, but not hidden from thee. We pray, Lord, that thou would draw again to thyself thine own. We thank thee that thy people will come from north, south, east, and west, that they are those who will come from every nation and color and creed, and that they are all one in Christ Jesus. We do pray, most holy God, that thou would remember the congregation here. Their needs are known to thee. It is not hid from thee. And we pray that they would be much in prayer as they particularly seek to know thy mind regarding a pastor over them. And that whatever may occur in these coming weeks and months, that thou would have them to accept thy dealings with them. And now continue with us in our time together. Shut out of our minds all that would distract us and help us to focus upon thyself, for thou art worthy of all our praise and adoration. And what we pray for in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. There are two readings this morning, friends. So the first one is in Genesis chapter 13. Genesis chapter 13. And we read from the beginning of the chapter. And Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver and gold. And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, and to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, and to the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abraham's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. And Abraham said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest into Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Abraham dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And we'll cease there and come back later on to read again. Let us again praise God, this time in Psalm number 1. The first psalm, and singing the whole psalm. That man hath perfect blessedness, who walketh not astray in counsel of ungodly men, nor stands in sinners' way, nor sitteth in the scorner's chair, but places his delight upon God's law, and meditates on his law day and night. Singing the whole psalm, that man hath perfect blessedness.
Thank you.
turn to Genesis chapter 19. And reading from the beginning of the chapter. And there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground, and he said, Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and you shall rise up early, and go on your ways. And they said, Nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and entered into his house, and he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot, and said unto him, Where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out of the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as it is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any beside? Son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth, and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought him forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, O, not so, my lord. Behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight. And thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shown unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold, now this city is near to flee unto, and is a little one. O, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou become thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities, and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And so on. May the Lord bless these two readings that we've had this morning, all to his praise and to his glory. Let us again praise God, this time in Psalm 11, the 11th Psalm, and we'll sing the whole Psalm. I in the Lord do put my trust. How is it then that ye say to my soul, Flee as a bird unto your mountain high? For lo, the wicked bend their bow, their shafts on string they fit, that those who upright are in heart, they privily may hit. 11th Psalm, the whole Psalm, I in the Lord do put my trust.
I in the Lord do put
Amen.